to get back to my city by the bay and get the light in the normal cycle, so you don't get too jet lagged for short trips. So here's a cartoon sort of depiction of temperature rhythms and how we look at chronotype. Chronotype, or our time of day of feeling best, is related to light and dark and shifts in when we actually secrete melatonin and our body temperature rhythms. These were oral temperatures taken in a group of young people, but what they point out is that if you're a morning person, you have a peak in your daytime activity in the afternoon about 4 o'clock, and the nadir, or the trough in your rhythm, is at about 4 in the morning. If you're an evening person, you're likely to be later and have your morning trough later in the day. So how many of you feel like you're larks? You get up early in the morning, you're much better in the morning. Okay, so you're a morning person. Your temperature is pretty much like that. You want to wake up about 2 hours after your lowest body temperature. It's very hard to wake up at 4 in the morning. But once your temperature starts to increase, you're starting to alert and wake up. How many of you are more evening people? Okay, you're this later peak. Your temperature in the morning doesn't even bottom out until about 8 in the morning, and you don't want to get up till about 10 or 11. It's very hard to get up, but you do because of work schedules and so on. So then you drink caffeine to wake yourself up and stay more alert. So you can counter some of these, but this pattern explains a lot of issues with how we behave. Now, there are more women who are morning people.